Kwazwai, but yes, Mbappe, Dinam Kamchiram Chungwa Chiluchevichi, Niki, Ushelo, the connection, Lilami, oh, Mike, oh, there. Welcome, Zimbabwe, Mushem, Twagazo, Mushe, to the connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, a Voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 26th of November, 2019. Mtswakazo Muhle, Muri Zimbabwe. I'm your host, Mike Obe. Once again, welcome, Zimbabwe, Muhle, Mune Chirongwa Chedu Chevechidiki, Uhlelo, The Connection, Lilami, O Mike Hove, aka Big Mike. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 26th of November, 2019. Tonight on The Connection, tukubata nyaya inenge ya shunguru za vanukazi, worldwide, pasiro se, abantu abesifazana, tonight on The Connection, we focus on the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence campaign that kicked off worldwide yesterday. Zimbabwe joins the rest of the world in celebrating the campaign, which according to the United Nations was started in 1991 by activists of the inaugural Women's Global Leadership Institute. Now, the campaign itself was used as an organizing strategy by organizations that come from different parts of the world as a tool to call for the prevention and elimination of violence against women and girls. Now, to understand the seriousness and the depth of this issue, not just worldwide, but if we zone down to Zimbabwe as a nation, I decided, you know what, it's necessary for me to do a little research, only to find out that according to the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, one in every three Zimbabwean women aged 15 to 49 in Zimbabwe have experienced physical violence. I repeat, one in every three women in Zimbabwe aged 15 to 49 in Zimbabwe have experienced physical violence. One in every four women have experienced sexual violence since the age of 15. Bear in mind, women in Zimbabwe generate the majority of the population of the country, approximately 52%, if not more. In fact, there are several incidences within the past 2 years that have happened in Zimbabwe that have occurred in the public eye or that the public know about. The first one that we're about to highlight to you is that of famous comedian Samantha Kurea. Most of you know her as Gonyet, who was abducted and beaten early on this year for her skits, her work that is known to criticize government. Let's take a look.
They dragged me out of the car and made me to sit in the water. It was soaked water. Started saying, you're mocking the government, you're too young to mock the government. Your clips, you're mocking the government. So they started beating me. I was told to roll in the water, I was forced to drink sewage. I'm in pain, yeah, I'm in pain. But I'm getting better, I'm getting medication. I had X-rays, they are normal, no fractures. So, but I'm in pain. Yeah. We are in danger. We are in danger. Because I can imagine six strong armed men coming for just one comedian. As in, I can afford it, and actually, a lady for that matter. It makes things worse. It's not. We are in danger.
Zimbabwe Muhle, that was Samantha Kurea, aka Gonyet, who was explaining her ordeal that she went through in August, not so long ago. Now, she was giving us an account of her experiences whereby, like I mentioned earlier on, she was abducted and she was beaten. Now, throughout this program, Zimbabwe Muhle, we're going to be playing other videos whereby other women are going to be giving their ordeals, explaining what exactly happened to them as we discuss and tackle the campaign itself of 16 days of gender-based violence. Now, as we move on with our program tonight, I'm looking to hear from you, our loyal listeners. So if you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. You can call us live on air on +1202-619-2077. Now, for our radio listeners, we're also broadcasting live as we speak on 909 medium wave frequency 4930-15460-13860 kilohertz shortwave. On the internet, for our internet lovers, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and of course www.voandebele.com. So ngena nguhlelo umthakazo muhle phinda imchirongwa no wandu wenyu tinzo ma undrenyu nyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Makatera chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection muineni maikove.
Hey, hola, Davico, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1202-465-0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami kana utshawura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Imali yekolo ingoma yeka DJ Skyver. Tinotenda zvikuru munhu wese ari kupinda muchirongwa. Nyaya tinayo nasi muchirongwa tukubata nyaya ye 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Ndikutoona kuti vanhu vatotanga kupinda muchirongwa. Kulosinini kupe uti watching you live from Johannesburg Midrand. How's Johannesburg? Uvusimuzi Ndlovu uti Big Mike labalaleli. Hello, Brandlovu uzikipan. Christopher Gumbo ari kuti mukoma Mike. Aiwa, mukoma Christopher zviri kuhamba here. Grant Elisha arikuti hanzi watching you live from Dambwe for Kaugule Wamkulu in Lilongwe Malawi. Ingwa tirikwese. Robert arikuti hi Big Mike irikubvuma kuno ku Pretoria kuriseko ku Pretoria uko. Philip arikuti watching you from Midlands kuriseko ku Midlands. Freeman Singani arikuti tirikubatai zvakanaka pa Monash University Johannesburg ku South Africa. Mkoma ndiko kwandakadzidza neniwo. Aiwa tinofara kuona kuti navo vechidiki varipo pachirongwa. Prince Mchenja to watching you live from Mozambique. Hanzi aiwa zviri kuhamba here ku Mozambique. Stuart Mapisa to Big Mike, how are you? Mkoma Stuart ndiri bo. Aiwa tinenge tiri kwese. Genevia Makuwaza ari kuti hi Big Mike, we're watching you from Western Cape, South Africa. Kuriseko ku Western Cape. And then Chauke Mlilo is saying watching you from Cape Town in the house. Dumelang tate Leison Botswana Gaborone. Oka ntate Leison nake teng. Nyaya tinayo mgango, nasi mchirongwa Zimbabwe omuhle, nasi tirikubata nyaya ye 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Asiboneni kuti abantu vatine makhasini etu, ku VOA Ndebele uti, Vusi Mpofu uti, Mike, how are you doing, brah? I'm good. I ekis baye khuye, ndribo, I am happy, ni sharp, brah Vusi. Prince Mpofu uti, upiska Mpofu, ngakolisa Mpofu, uti, good evening, watching you from Johannesburg, kunjani Goli, umakhumalo la ukhona ehlelweni. Uti hello everyone, makumalo njani, utabisani ngube ukona lae ehlelweni, utilishona njani, aiwa, tina sipilile ngube unjani. So, udaba lukhona ekutwini namhla uhlelo mthwakazo omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle. We're discussing nyaya ye 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Now, early on, I was giving a little some fun facts about the topic. Now, let me give you more facts as we await my guests to join me. Early on, I mentioned kuti 52% of the population in Munyika is vanukazi. This formulates over 7 million people who are affected by gender-based violence in the country. The theme of this year's campaign is Orange the World, Generation Equality Stands Against Rape. Now, as we progress through the program, you're going to understand more as we unpack this theme. Now, according to the Zimbabwe Demography and Health Survey, one in every four women, because this is a serious thing, one in every four women in Zimbabwe experience sexual violence, njalo, one in every three women who are aged 15 to 49 have experienced physical violence since the age 15. Now, asizweni ukuthi guest wami oqalayo ongenayo kuhlelo yena uthini Phachirongwa thabathathu papinda Stabile Dewa, yena dear guest wangu wokuthanga ari kupinda Mchirongwa. Stabile, welcome to the program. Sis, how are you doing?
Thank you. How are you, Zimbabwe?
We're great. How are you feeling today?
No, I'm all right.
Now, nyaya tinayo nasimgango Stabile, we're discussing the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. This seems to be a big deal worldwide. The United Nations has made sure that the world understands the depth of it. Early on, I was giving people some figures of how serious it is in Zimbabwe. But I'd like to hear from you, the ladies themselves, what it means, what this campaign means, and how serious the issue is. Could you break that down for us?
Okay, thank you. This year, 16 days of activism against gender-based violence has been commemorated under the theme generation equality, hashtag not to rape. It's zeroing in on cases of rape against women and girls in the world, and it comes at an opportune time in Zimbabwe where we are receiving very alarming cases of women and girls who are being raped on a daily basis every hour, something that is very unfortunate. And it also comes at a time when we experience very traumatic experiences in the country in January 2019, where we had women, close to 20 women, who were raped by members of the army during the January protest. Mm-hmm. So it is an opportunity to remind the government that we are still clamoring for justice for the women who were raped, to say the time is nigh for the government to bring to book the perpetrators of such heinous acts in Zimbabwe, because such acts of sexual violence against women has no room in a modern Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Now, Stabile, as we progress with the discussion, you mentioned incidences that happened in January, and there are other incidences early on. We played a video of Gonyet, who also went through her ordeal. Is anything being done to address some of these instances?
There are efforts that have been done, of course, by civil society, by the church, by the police themselves, but I believe that more needs to be done. It is not the responsibility of the police only to bring these perpetrators to book, but it is the responsibility of every Zimbabwean to make sure that we create an environment that is safe for each and everyone to feel comfortable in. And it is very sad that I think one of the reasons why we are in those situation is, has also to do with the economic condition that we find ourselves in. Mm-hmm. Girls are being forced into relationships that under normal circumstances they wouldn't agree to. They are being forced because of circumstances. They need to bring food on the table. Sometimes women, they have to sell their bodies, and at the end of the day, sometimes they are raped by men who do not even pay for the services. And we have received cases of women who are being raped while waking up in the wee of the morning trying to go and fetch water in urban areas, something that is really unheard of in the history of Zimbabwe, to record cases of women and girls being sexually violated because they are looking for water. So I feel more really needs to be done, especially by the police, by men and boys. We need to continue raising awareness amongst communities that we need to respect women, we need to respect girls, and perpetrators really have to be brought to justice. And I, for one, would want to recommend a mandatory sentence for people who sexually abuse others, because I think it will act as a deterrent to the offenders.
Mm-hmm. Stabilele kani bata pamromo ntange ndatora mutere ndodzoka ndaudzwa kuti ungori nesu for 15 minutes saka rega inikurumidza ndotora mutere ndodzoka kwauri handisi.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushle, that was Stabile Dewa. Yena she is the director of WALP. Asizweni kuti umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo mutere aripinda pachirongwa ndiani aripo parinare. Kola kola mutereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa aripo parinare ndiani.
Tainos.
Mkoma Tainos, zviri kuhamba.
Zviri kufamba, muri pei?
Aiwa, tiri bom, muri kutifonera muri kupi?
Ndifona ndiri kugokwe.
Kuri sei kugokwe mukoma?
Kugokwe kune hai kuri raiti zvako.
Tiudzewo maonero enyu mukoma Tainos pamusoro penyaya yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa. Vanhukadzi vari kuti aiwa taneta. Nguva yasvika yekuti munhu wese arespekte kodzero dzavo.
Vanhu vaneta, vakadzi vanongoshungurudzwa. Nyangwe pakaita zvimademonstrations zviye, nyangwe tikaona kungorohwa izvi pane mumagaro wakavhunika gumbo. Saka unotoshaya kuti zvotaurwa nehumene zvine zveizviitika zvacho zvakatosiyana. Apanenge aiti vanhu vanofanira kuti vakadzi vasingashungurudzwe, but zvinoitika zvacho nezveizvichitaurwa nehurumende nezvichiita pagiraundi zvakatosiyana zvisingamboiti.
Zvino mukoma Trinos, imi sevanhurume, what are you doing kuitira kuti mubatsirewo vanhukadzi sezvo navo vari kurwa vachiti aiwa kodzero dzavo dziri kumbunyikidzwa kazhinji nevanhurume?
Ya, tumboedza zvine zvimaclub zvatei tichiita, tichimboedza vanhu vachitaurira machionesana saka toita sei, saka zvizhinji zvacho kune vamwe vati tichitomboudzawo tichiedza kubatsirana kuti tingaite sei kuti kodzero dzevanhu dzidzadziriswe zvakanaka, dziremekedzwe.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Trinos, tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa mukoma. Handiti kandai mazwenyu kupedzira.
Maita basa, ndinotenda zvikuru, murambe muchibatawo.
Aiwa, tinotenda. All right, Mtsvakazo Mushle, that was a umnumzana uTrinos usegokwe yena uti hai kuqakathekile ngempela uti even amadoda labo kuthiwa hai ngempela you must fight alongside abantu abesifazane ukuze amalungelo abo ahlonitshwe. Lithini ngodaba lukhona ekudwini Zulu kandaba? Ngenani kuhlelo +12024650318 WhatsApp +12026192077 ukuze lingene lani lingangixhuma ecingweni. Let's go back to uStabile sizwe ukuthi uStabile yena uthini. Stabile, are you still on the line? Tombo taura nerurimi rwaamai. Mamuchitsanangura muchiti nyaya yemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika ndichowo chimwe chiri kuita kuti kodzero dzevanhukadzi uyezve dzevasikana dzimbunyikidzwe munyika. Ndachikumbirawo kuti muendere mberi muchitsanangura zvinji.
Izvozvo chaizvo, mukatarisa izvozvo, munyika muna magesi, munyika muna mvura, munyika muna mari, munyika hamuna hamuna chikafu chaicho chaicho. Mukatarisa mamanza pfuura, kune makesi dzakatobva even kumayunivhesitis chaiko chaiko, ekuti vasikana vari kumbunyikidzwa kodzero dzavo vachinzinza kuigira mvura, torara tese. Zvino zvinhu zvisingafanange zvichiitika munyika yedu yeZimbabwe. And pamwe pacho mukatotarisa even vakadzi vaivaya vatinoti masex workers pachirungu, vamwe vacho vari kutorepwa nevarume, bhozi varume vacho vamwe havachakwanisi kuafodha kubhadhara vakadzi ava, saka havatauri chokwadi kuti havana mari. Vanozoti kana vapedza votoita bhaiginya, vozoti mari yacho hatina. Zvakare izvozvo zvokumbunyikidzwa kwemarights evanhu. Saka inene ndinobhilivha kuti dai situation yemuZimbabwe yange ikanaka, munhu wemunhu achizvishandira uchiti ukashandawo mari yawapo hainokwana, dai fungwa kuti zvaitobatsira in terms of kuredusa macases violence against sexual violence against women. Totarisa zvakare nyaya dzemamarital rape, izvo zvokuti vakadzi vari kurepwa mumamarriages mavo, mekuti because kurara vese murelationship zvinenge zvichida consent, mese muchibvumirana zvinhu zvatichida kuita, but nenyaya yekuti zvinhu hazvisi kufamba, vanhu vanenge vane stress, there are a lot of issues dziri kuitika nyaya dzemental health care izvo chaizvo. Saka ndo zvimwe zvinozopedzisira zvoti vanhu vakumbunyikidzana, pamwe pacho unenge usiriwo mumudhi, but unongopedzisira wakutopostwawo and the number of senior political violence, which is the most just can I start and gender based violence. So, kind of violence, which is my female political activists in my human rights defenders. You know, it's a real violence that's not a condemn. You can have a national exercise, my rights are as defined by the Constitution, Manupin, the Majuroa, but you score a Makumba, who drama 2008, Nema Dimaka, Repa, Nema Boda Gave, Eva Machin, but Magari, Panama Soda, but up until now, Panama Magambo, Agambo Sunga, and Manima, and Nanim Sango, and Magazo was it really, but upon Magambo Sunga, and yet the Machunga Renika. So that is January 2019. Kuna wakati zanjushka 1920 wakari posakari kunyanya muharare kule masoja bata apana kana munu wana kambu sungwa kwa isu sewa upu jinotu nyeta bo jinotu adisama zimai kupinda mwenye edu matongiru enyika mwakati kama statistics edu mzimbabwe mazimai ari kupinda ma positions of authority vashu manana variku tagi kwa nini edu kutu ukavano wakada kuenda kuma political parties kwa wakuma rali wa manisha wakada kuenda kuma macham tauni vali roo wakachiko wa makumbo jino shusinga tarisi donge shitika pamtemo.
Mhm. Now ndambobvunzawo umwe muteereri vatrainos vambopindawo nawo ndachida kuhwisisa saka I'm hoping you can also break it down a little further. How important is it for men to work alongside women on an issue like this? Vari kubatsira here varume munyika yakafanana neZimbabwe.
If we raise awareness amongst women only, women and girls, we are talking to ourselves. We need them to bring the perpetrators and potential perpetrators and what we call male champions for gender equality. Once we face the importance of respecting each other, of respecting my women's rights, both not angry at the lowest level, even which core, right now as well, we sent in a program, I sent in a Yokunyanga, Nikwam Tasa, Nzuro. Nanasi tichengeja wana wakumana kubira ku primary school ya tunoti ishi ya socialization ya ya tika kudza wakumana wana wedu wasinga respect majumai doka jilota angira ipapo wachifugra wana wasikana yembi doka jilota angira kakusa respect ya majumai muna nuka nangu ziva utikana muna ati no and no means no. So kutoleza awareness more kubarume vanzwisise kuti mudzimai mwiri wake mudzi wake and zvakakosha kumurespect and unofanira kusika consent kuti ndozvandinoda kuita munhu obvuma kana kuti oramba haufanira kuzviforceredza pamunhu kana asingade zvafana nemakesi zvekunzi ana baba vanobata vana vane ma 2 years zvibharo chicho chocho. So we need to raise awareness even my churches chaimo chaimo ndokuva mungatasa machurches akawanda kumapostori kunobva makesi akawanda evana vari kubatwa chibharo nevabereki vavo kana kuti nema guidance avo. So it is really important to bring men on board and understand the implications, because it's not only about raping a person and it ends there. It is about the psychological and mental problems that then come after the act, that then affect the girl child or the women. We have had so many cases of women and girls committing suicide because of such unfortunate incidences. So it's really important that we start with one man at a time. We talk even kuzimbakwa tinogara kuma churches kuzvikoro muma bars, let's speak against gender-based violence, especially this year to concentrate on the ills of rape in our communities.
Mhm. I want to come to Eric. I need to tell you more about it.
Okay.
All right, so ngezo kuti ngilo munyu mlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo ndikunzwa kuti ne umwe mutereri ari kupinda muchirongwa eva innocent mkoma innocent zviri kuhamba
mkoma Ivan.
Aiwa ndi mkoma Mike ari pachirongwa mkoma Ivan zva aiwa vasipanda. Ah mushe mushe kuri seiko muri kufonda muri kupi mkoma innocent?
Ndipapa South Africa pa Joburg, na upina mjoburg.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekufondera muri ku South Africa. South Africa ndiyo imwe nyika yanyetsa zvikuru panyaya iyoyo gender based violence. Patove nema cases akawanda vakadzi vachichema vachiti pana nhingirikini aurawa nenyaya iyoyo yekuti haiwa pamwe akanyima umwe murume bonde. Pane ma cases akawanda apo vanhukadzi vari kuita zvokuurawa nenyaya iyoyo ye gender based violence. Tiudzewo maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya iyoyo.
Murumuro South Africa zvinyanyoitika especially mumakadzi vaya vanoita zvechiprostitute vaya. Ndomu vazvinyanyoitika unongoenda nemunhu wausina zivo waungosangana naye nhasi inge zvinhu zviri risk pane munhu waungongoendi nemunhu wausina zivo. Tochitadza kuri kwedu kumusha kuZimbabwe ndikutoona kuti problem iyo kutokonzereswa nehurumende yedu chaichai pakutanga because havasi kuremekedza kodzero dzavanhu kukadzi ivhe makaisa vhidhiyo yemusi last week mudzimai airohwa bhutsu yoyo nemupurisa handione kuti zvinopa chiremerera kana kuti zvinokuvana vechikora vanenge vachikura vachiona zvinhu zvakadaro zvichiitwa nehurumende saka handitarise kuti tingava nedzidzo yakanaka kuvana vedu vari kukura vechinyika
zvino imi sevanhurume pane zvamuri kuita here kuitira kuti mubatsire vanhukadzi kuitira kuti kodzero dzavo dziremekedzwe.
Ya isusu zveduwo tine magroups atinenge matiechiita kana zvebasa redu rechitruck driver nenguva tinombotaurawo one on one tinombotaurawo kuti no guys mukadzi anofanira kubatwawo zvakanaka munoona pakuti especially manetsara nomudzimai mosvika pakuti miite zvemaoko nemukadzi mukadzi iruva rinoda kutodiridzirwa kuti riite mashizha ari green saka wanaa kuri dambo rabazi rere rinobva raoma saka ndiva zvinhu zvatinge tichingoudzanaudza nomusha mwari.
Saka nemaonero enyu zviri kubatsira here nekuti vakadzi vari kuendera mberi vachingochema chema mungoma
kubatsira kwazvo ndiona zvinotinetsei mukoma wangu ipapo zvinotinetsei kubatsira kwazvo zvinoda kutitendera nemunhu pache zvako nemurume nemudzimai wakwavo naye kuti umubatewo zvakanaka woziva kuti mudzimai haasi munhu anoita zvenhara asi munhu wenharo vadzimai ava vanhu vanyoro ive mukutaura kwavo nemukunetsana umwe akandonyarara saka unoona mukudhakwa umu especially anodhakwa vazhinji ava ndiwo marina anoona maproblems anonyanya maanonyanyira maproblems nokudzvanyira vamadzimai saka kubatsirika kwazvo kwazvingatoita magavenment edu ese acho aya especially edu rekuzimbabwe ndianoanyokurudzira zvangu vanokurudzirwawo mapurisa even vachirohavangu varohavari varume nekuti uroari vakadzi ava unorovapaipa mukadzi pamudzimai japo paungabate paungoti apa paungatunga rove inoshaonde pasi semurume wemupurisa rakatika mukadzi rakapfeka hembe chena dambo rokumutyora gombo vhidhiyo iyo ndakaita sandonzwa nicherwadziwa chaizvo murume kuva munhukadzi saka zvinotinetsei mukoma wangu saka ndokukumbira gavenment magavenment ese amire chaizvo chaizvo panyaya iyi
haiwa
achitisapotawo nekuti ungotiti isusu gavenment ipasisa mutemo wakatosimbarara chaizvo chaizvo kuti mukadzi hashungurudzwe.
Aiwa, takunza zvakanaka vainnocent, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma.
Aiwa, ndotenda kana ndapinda muchirongwa.
Right. So zuluka ndaba ndiyamuzwa umnumzana uInnocent osandungena kuhlelo yena ukhona nge eDurban. Uyasho ngempela uInnocent ukuthi into yokuqala ngimbuzile ngathi Innocent wena njengendoda are you doing anything uze uthuthukise abantu abesifazana around you uba uzame labo lawe ukubavikela ukuze kuhlonitshwe ilungelo labo. Yena uInnocent wathi ngempela bona njengama truck drivers bayenza ama groups abo bayaxoxisana njengamadoda and they're figuring out ways ukuze babone ngani abantu abesifazana ilungelo labo selingahlonitshwa. Let's go back to Stabile Dewa Siqede lo Stabile bese sithatha umunye guest wami ungenayo kuhlelo. Stabile uchilo popa nare. Mzwane Dewa uchilo popa nare.
Yes.
Okay, now let me wrap up with you and then move over to the next guest since you said you only had a limited amount of time. Now, as we wrap up our conversation, I know that you mainly focus on the activist world and the political world. Some people have tried to, push for women to be more involved in politics as a means towards, curbing gender-based violence. Is that a way? Are they not other ways? Because there also are the women who are not interested in politics.
Yeah, I think that would help because naturally women tend to have solutions to the problems that bedevil them more than anyone else. For example, in Zimbabwe, we are trying to push a civil society to have a sexual harassment act put in place. We have engaged several female MPs to make them understand why it is important to have that act put in place. If you remember what transpired sometime early this year, where we had members of parliament, I remember there was Honorable Dabita Kumalo, Honorable Linette Kareni, who were harassed, beaten in parliament by the police and fellow men. That is unacceptable. If something like that is happening at the highest institution of policy making at parliament, what then will happen to women in the rural areas, to women in the ghetto? So if I believe that if you have more women in leadership, they tend to push for gender-sensitive policies that would then help to deal with some of this culture. Because I think sometimes it's very difficult to knock sense on the mind of a man to say, this is really important to put mechanisms to stop gender-based violence in Zimbabwe. But most of the men, those of the leaders, they're actually perpetrators in their own right, either at family level or even at political party level. So I really believe that we need to get more women to raise awareness and sensitization within the communities, within the political parties, and have more champions for gender equality. That way it will help, and also punitive measures when it comes to perpetrators. Because if those people are taken away from our communities, the place will actually become a better place for everyone. Because as it is, it's really getting out of hand.
Mm-hmm. I want to note that Zukurusa Mzaretewa Nekupinda Mchirongwa. Thank you so much for making time to join us tonight. Alright, Zulukandaba, that was Tabile Tewa yena. Uyakhuthaza abantu abesifazana abasakhulayo ukuthi ngenani kwezombusazwe ngenxa yokuthi yena ubona ngani women can answer the questions as to what women need. Lina lithini ngodaba lukhona ekudwini? Bhalani imibonene ukukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele kuFacebook. Lilakho njalo ukubhala inombolo zocingo. We will call you. Ngibona ukuthi kulo mnumzana uLucas Dube yena usebhalile inombolo. Sizamuthinta singathola ithuba. Kukhona njalo uVusi Mpofu laye usanda ukubhala inombolo yakhe, sizakuthinta singathola ithuba. Kodwa let's move over to my second guest ongenayo kuhlelo, uNkosazana Sally Mlambo. Nkosazana Mlambo, unjani sisi wami, unjani?
Ngiyaphila, unjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Injani impilo?
Hayi, impilo right.
Vele sesile isikhathi eside singakaxoxi.
Yeah, hayi, amalanga sengathi semaningi
nje. Mm, nantu daba lukhona egudwini Sali. The 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. I guess my first question to you is, how serious is it nxa sisikhangelela izwe elifana leZimbabwe? Even extending to further than Zimbabwe, but nxa sisikhangelela izwe kazi eAfrica.
You know, in daba lezi gender violence, ku Africa sikhanya ingathi silokhu sibuyele emuva. Whereby uyabucabangela ukuthi kumele kube lokuthiyana ngokuhamba kwamalanga, ngithi uyabucabangela ukuthi abantu babe sebefunde okuningi, sebezwisise okuningi. Kodwa ngalesi sikhathi ma sikukhangele thina sibona ingathi sokusiba wesi. Okuthi ngezinye izikhathi you ask yourself ukuthi are we making any progress on issues as a gender violence, or we are not. But mina ngombono wami, because of our situations akhona in Africa, so ungathi vele sidinga ndawenye vele akukhanya ukuthi and akucaca ukuthi siyanga.
Sike sazwa usezwa uNkosazana Stabile Dewa yena ube khona kuhlelo. She touched on the role that the economic situation is playing in the country. Wena ukubona njani lokho?
The economy has, you know, it has played a very pivotal role. Ngoba abantu abaningi, especially abafazi, if you look at it, when things go wrong a lot in terms of the economic situation, the people who bear the brunt of whatever is going on, ngabo mama lamankazana, nxa sesikhuluma eqinisweni, nxa abantwana bengadlanga, umuntu ohlukumezwa kakhulu ngakhonoko ngumama. So uyabona ukuthi yazi ngomumo walapha omama yebo abasebethwele nzima, omama yebo abasebezama ukuthi behlanganise kakhulu. Silabo mama omazakhela, silabo mama abafelokazi, silabo omama futhi abalobaba ezindlini, kodwa abanye abobaba vele abaprovide. So yabona ukuthi i-group yabomama bona laba ikakhulu bona, yibo aba-affecte kakhulu ngendaba zomkhonomi lezi esizikhangeleyo. So you find ukuthi like a lot of young women, angithi, they are now doing a lot of unethical things so as just to put food on the table. They've become ama breadwinners as mulini zabo.
I say aguzo sali wathi ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, angithi.
All right,
Zulu Kandaba, that was Sali Mlambo, Mzwari Msali Mlambo, nabo vane yatingati kwete chirongwa, but company ya wana shanda nayo inechinangwa chukubatira vechidiki nevanu kazi. Asi ndugunzo hondi ne mtereri, I have a listener ngilo mlale kona iti ngweni, kola mtereri, aripa chirongwa onge nayo kushle longbani. Aripa aru nare ndiani?
Hello.
Yes, papa, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Hi, what tripo, ndiani aripa aru nare?
Arbari nare ndi mazani.
Mkoma, zuru kufamba ye?
Ndiwe, zuru mkoma naga, mine mkifio kwa meriwa.
Ai, wa atrinani. Muru kufondra muru kupi?
Ndiwe, uchi Zimbabwe, uchinoi.
Ai, wa atakunza, wakanaka kuchinoi uko. Ifa ima tosipa maondre nyupa msoro penya ya tinayo na simi churonga mkoma.
Ya, punga zangu panya ye, I think long ago, the issue of the Irim Zimba, if I got there, Baba and I, as in Corona, and one of the ship, and I got the economy, the gender based violence in the country, and the home of writers in Munica, the Mumbang, Sina, and the other economy, the Edo, Baba and I, Rasha, Karisana. Banga saya jenenge cha kanenge shuba matone botot.
Saka imi muruguti nyayema muruguti nyayema miraka ita ufumi wenyika ndiyo imo iruguti wakuti iwa nwanetane mudzimba.
Yeah, this was exactly.
Saka
ayo engrembe I think it is based on political. Hello.
Ndirikunzwa endrembe rimkom.
Yeah, and when I say political, what we build the political parties, Kanika Kufura and Kari Posing, the Maya, Fanga, Tunganira, the Reforms of Soro, Rasmokuja, and Amino Chitika, Rasamiri, and the Tori, the violence based on gender. Since gender is more of the Munurum and Mugad, Sakavakat, the political ground, then in security sector. Kataka last week ni kizagaru wa mai ni peru wanu chini maharare. Mapulisa yunguru wa chiru wa anabuzo takuru wa anu saka dachi sekuti jina bezu hele. Ya kundu na mani laika poti kukumini ga yedi ya Zimbabwe.
Ai watakunza wa kanaka mkuma kandai mazwe nyo kupetzi ratu batapeza nemu.
Mashoko wango ye kupetzi rambe ngo tuo katikara kwenye mingi ka ipeta kwenye ekonomi. Is in a country without violence. If you can work towards improving our economy, we can also reduce the gender-based violence based on economic tradition.
Aye, wa chakunza itsirotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa nekuva nezinasi.
Ndakanakai mukoma maiki.
All right, Zimbabwe umuhle, that was one of our callers usukhuma yena use Zimbabwe uyasho ngempela uthi isimo somnotho kumele silungisiswe. If you fix the economy, uthi yena ubona ngani abantu won't be as frustrated, and then ingqabangqoza endlini emakhaya won't be as much. Lina lithini ngodaba lukhona egudwini +12024650318 WhatsApp, abafisa ungixhuma live ecingweni +12026192 0777. Now, early on when I introduced this program, Ntokazomuhle, I explained to you all, ngalitshela ngempela, ukuthi sikhangelele ukunikeza amanye ama voices of abantu abesifazana across the African continent who are all explaining ukuthi bona what have they experienced when we're talking about utabalwe gender based violence. So as let's head over to one of the videos, lapho umuntu wesifazana was explaining an ordeal what she had to go through in January, whereby there was civil arrest in the country and I was bona eseshawa. Let's take a look.
Ma 12 vakanoka vanoka vakanoka kekutanga tinaudaira vachinoka kechitu tinaudaira sinokundainzwa kechitiri vakasita zvokurova dhoni kumbu sana pandakatarikidza ndi vanabvunza ndikati ndiani zvikanzi fura dhoni ndakamuka ndakafura dhoni ndafura dhoni ndikaona ari masoja aripo 4 saka pa 4 wavo wana akanditirarapa ndakarara pamubhedha ndarara wandu baya achibandi kwira. Ndobadzika mumwacho wechitundu bauya bandi kwira. Vamwe vanga vakangomira vakabata futi vachibva kubuda vachibvaenda. Vakangoti imi vanhu vasina varume ndimi vati kutsvaka ndimbokuziva vanhu vaisa matombo marodhi. Ndikati aina hapana zvandirikumbozova ende pakaitika chiitwei ndandiri munhu wekuti ndaingogara ndimboswera ndiri mupi ndiri munomba. Ndomashoko akakwanisa kungotaura. Handina ndiri munhu aingotya kuti kana ndikati ndiende kuona kupolisi ndaingotya kungoti ndosvika kuye ndakungonzi ndakutsvakirwa nyaya handina kukwanisa hangu kuenda munhu andakungokwanisa kuudzawo mwana warendrod wangu ndovandakangokwanisawo kuudza vandangotsvakawo mapiritsi ekunwa wangu panguva iyoyo
angai mapiritsi iyayo
ndakungotiwo ngoti pavamwe ndinogona kunge ndatakana utachiona kana chii zvongodzivirira mapiritsi anogezana mudumbu ndandakakwatisa.
Umwe wevanhukadzi who experienced the ordeal of going through these violations lapho kwaqhamuka ubudlwangudlwangu elizweni in January where there was civil unrest and kwabhaxabulwa abantu yena uthi ngempela wadlengulwa ngamapa ebutho. Ahiye ngilomlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo asizweni ukuthi bani okhona ecingweni. Khola mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo unjani? Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Awebo kanjani? Alikhuma lomluleki mkaphamela.
Hawu unjani mnumzana?
Hayi ngiphile njani.
Hayi siyaphila. Nantu udaba lokhona egudwini baba asizweni umbono wakho.
Yebo baba, angangilandele kahle indaba le kodwa ke ngiyacabanga ukuthi ukuhlukumezana ezindlini asinto elungileyo, asinto eyakhayo. At the same time, angeke sikhona i-economy yiyo ekhozela all these things. No, that's not the case. Abantu bona kumele bazidisipline, abantu kumele bazihlele kahle, hayi ukuthi babe under pressure because i-economy yiyo elinikama-challenges. Not the case. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi abantu abahlele kahle despite the situation ekhona ezindlini. Understand? So I understand mpela ukuthi abantu kulobudlwangudlwangu abantu abaphathananga kahle. Kodwa-ke ngingawuhlangana lo muntu wakho likhulile lonke, akumphathe umama njengomama, hhayi kumphatha njengomntwana. Not necessary, not important.
Kuqakathekile okungakanani ukuthi abanye ikakhulukazi nxa sesixoxisana ngamadoda sesixoxa njengamadoda ukuthi abantu bazwisise ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuhlonipha amalungelo abantu abesifazana ngenxa yokuthi ngezinye isikhathi you hear amadoda besithi hayi indlela obegqoke it's like she was inviting me ukuthi ngiyenze into engiyifunayo. How important is it ukuthi amadoda speak to each other to make sure ukuthi sizwisise ukuthi hayi kumele sihloniphe amalungelo abantu abesifazane? No means no.
Uqakatheke kakhulu baba, uqakatheke kakhulu. Ukuze kube lenhlonipho la ngekhaya ukuthi sibahlonipho mama, sibayenze njengabantu abakhulileyo, akubaphatha njengabantwana. Laba bantwana baphathwa njengobuhlayana, kodwa kuqakathekile ukuthi sibahloniphe, sibenze njengabanye bethu. singabaphathi njengabantu bokuza hayi lawo bantu baqakathekile ezimpilweni zethu ngoba ngangelayo mama angeke kube ngumuntu emphakathini. You have to respect their rights and respect for being there for us as well. Yeah.
Mhm. Hayi ngiyakuzwa mnumzana, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Hayi kulungile baba, siyabonga.
All right, respect the rights of women. That's the highlight of umlaleli wethu uShilo ngempela wathi just because of the economic situation that does give you any right whatsoever ukuthi kube lo bundlwangudlwangu endlini for there to be any form of violence against women in your household. Abantu besifazana bayasho ngempela ukuthi wathinta umfazi, wathinta imbokodo. Asizweni ukuthi abantu besifazana bona bathini ngalombono. Sali usakhona ecingweni?
Mm-hmm.
Now you heard the gentleman there talking about the economy and so forth. Now we've highlighted how the state of the economy is a contributing factor. Earlier on we played a video of how a woman was I don't want to call a victim, people call them survivors, a survivor of political violence. Now, as we move forward, what are youth supposed to do in Zimbabwe to ensure that their peers are now being respected, especially abafana? What are they supposed to do to ensure that amalungelo abantu abesifazana ayahlonitshwa, abomama, abosisi?
At the beginning, of tradition, mbona ingathi our government is getting it all wrong, right? Like Angela, that you highlighted, there's been videos circulating from last week and so forth of women being victimized, right? And they are being victimized by people who are supposed to be our protectors, right? So what we are saying is that if a policeman is going to victimize a woman, how is a young man or a boy supposed to respect a woman when the government deems it okay for a protector to be victimizing them?
Mm-hmm.
So firstly, ngombono wami, uhulumende wethu yena umele yena eqakathekise umuntu wesifazane. Nxa bengamqakathekisa, nxa sethina sesifundisa abantwana, whether sibafundisa ezikolo kumbe ema-college kumbe e-university, ukuthi umfazi umele ebe ngumuntu oqhakathekiswayo, umele ebe ngumuntu obanjwa, ophathwa kahle, siyabe kuqalisele phezulu khonale. You know, much as it should also start in a family setup. Umntwana ongumfana singamkhulisa vele simtshela ukuthi usisi wakho akatshaywa, omunye unkazana vele awumelanga umtshaye, umele umphathe kahle. Angithi umele umbone eyi-equal partner yakho, ya all equal, yafanana. Angithi nxa esephuma esiya phandle laphana, umntwana uza respecta naye umntwana oyinkazana. But unfortunately, intenzakala kuma family setup ethu amaningi ukuthi siqakathekisa abafana kube sokubuya unkazana. Yazi, ungathi sithi umuntu ngumfana ngithi bengulabanye laba abangelandaba abangamankazana. So at the end of the day, umfana yena ukhula eselengqondo zokuthi mina vele yimi o special laba balandaba. So even engahlukumeza inkazana ngithi uyabe kwazi ukuthi akulandaba, they will not be accountable for their actions ngoba vele yinto evunyelwayo ku society. So singakwanisa ukuthi sitshintshe ama mindsets ona lawo ukuthi abantwana sibabambe bebancane ukuthi bekufundise ukuthi behle beqalise uku respecta amankazana kumbe omama kumbe osisi babo labo ababakazi kuhamba kunjalo njalo, kungasinceda phambili laphana.
All right, wathi ngibamba umlomo sali ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you angithi.
All right,
catch them whilst they are young, teach them whilst they are young. Those are the sentiments of Salim Lambo. Lithini ngodaba lukhona egudwini, mthwakaza omuhle sekusele 10 minutes kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Phinda emjirongwa thinzi oma undrenyu asindukuzondine uma umthereri nawukanda omazwi yakhe mabiri mathathu ngathinzwe ukuthi ari kuti yiko khola mthereri ndinomgamuchira emjirongwa chedu cheve chidiki ndiana aripo parinari ngibano khona ecingweni.
Hallo kubwa ngiba gogodi nakadi.
Mati ndiwani vari parunare?
Va gogodi.
Aiwa mukoma gogodi zviri kufamba.
Ha zviri nani vakadi koko.
Ha ndizvo izvozvo muri kutifondera muri kupi va gogodi?
Ndiri kusoni andi South Africa.
Ndimi kamuri munyika inenge yatonetsa panyaya iyo gender based violence. Asi vagogode ibasa rehurumende chete here kana kuti murume wese?
Ndingati murume wese asi kana kuti arega zvese. Kubvira nguva yehondo vazhinji vaibatwa nevaidzora zvematendero anoita fanika makomuniti waya. Tobvapo touya kumuzinda umu vamwe vevarume zvidhakwa kana zvadhakwa. Madzimai avapokodzero dzavo dzakanaka. Tobvapo futi touya kuno kwandiri kunoku kunotinesei nezvikonzero zvinogona kuti ivo madzimai zvikonzero zvinogona kutova kuti vanzarwowo zvimwe zvacho ava mai tekero oitwawo mazivano vamwe vanofamba ari mishwi chaiyo. Saka zvokonzera kuti munhu unogona kubata munhu iye asinga nechikodzero chomapekerwo munhu zvakafanira nokuba ini mukatiya mota yenyu yakangoshamapo munhu achiona kuti mune karedhiyo iye asina shumba yokuba asi unogona kungoona kungoti hunde rinokundogona kungotora.
Aiwa, takunzai zvakanaka vagogode, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Mukoma, regai tipewo vamwe vateereri mukana wekuti vapindewo nawo muchirongwa, handisi? Mudzoke next week, mukoma wangu.
Ndinogara ndiripo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Pasi ndakazokona kupinda, ndakupinda gaurwe here kana kuti vagarwe
handizivi. Aiwa, musatye, next time patinenge tinavo vagaude pachirongwa tichakufonderai, handisi? Tinotenda. So Zulukanda, but that was umnumzana ugogode ukwele South Africa uthi uhulumende kumele asebenzise amandla wonke to make sure ukuthi amalungelo abantu abesifazana ahlonitshwe, ngenxa yokuthi ngezinye iy'khathi sometimes it's the police, sometimes it's the military who are busy violating amalungelo abantu abesifazana. Lithini ngodaba lokhona ekudwini? Mthwakazi omuhle, sesiyafika vele emaphethelweni nohlelo, so we still have time for one or two more callers. Ngenani kuhlelo sizwe umbono wenu ngodaba lokhona ekudwini. Let's go back to Salim Lambo. Sisisalu, usakhona ecingweni?
Yeah,
manzi wavagogode vachitaurawo maondero avo, tipewo maondero enyu. Ndozangu kuti your organization makutotangawo zvirongwa zvenyu zve 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Mobva matudzawo zvizere pamusoro pazvozvo, asi tangai matudza maondero enyu pamusoro pemaondero avagogode.
Maonero
vagogode vangu vachitaurawo vachiti hurumende needs to start being more active. Needs to ensure ukuthi amalungelo abantu abesifazana ayahlonitshwa. So could you speak to that, and then on top of that leave it, you also tell us about our e-campaign and your leadings?
I totally agree with yena umnuzana okade khuluma, because you know we are talking about uhulumende omele, you know, etinte izinto elizweni lakhe, angithi. So the moment when the government fails to uphold the rights of the women of the women in their own country, then it becomes questionable as to their genuineness towards the issue as a whole. So So we are appealing to the government, that is the ministers, the members of parliament, and a whole lot of other people who can have influence towards government, right, to actually exacerbate on the need for the respect of women's rights, on the need to protect women and girls, on the need to know that a woman should be protected. Umfazi umele ebanje njengomuntu laye, not ukuthi sibone abafazi bebanje ingathi izinto ezingela ngcodo ku society. So sifuna ukuthi bona abalezihlalo lezi eziphezulu kakhulu bengaba yibo abadraft ama-policies ukuthi omama baza-protect-wa, singakuthakazelela kakhulu. Ngoba ngalesi sikhathi vele akucaci ukuthi i-government yethu imi ngaphi concerning indaba yabomama.
Hayi, siyakuzwa. Qhubeka.
Okay, bemfuna ukuthi thina njenge-organization, a platform for youth development, we have started on our campaign in the areas that we operate in, which is Chipinge. If you know Chipinge, you'd know that it's a very conservative area, very patriarchal, whereby we have a problem of women and girls not being respected, women and girls not being taken seriously, whose rights are always being suppressed at willy-nilly, you know. So we have started on our campaigns to try and sensitize the community to know that women are important. Women, they have value. They can actually assist in our communities economically, socially, or even politically as well. So that is what we are currently doing during this 16 days of activism. We are trying to alert our communities on the importance of a woman.
Now, Sally, unfortunately, time is wrapping up. We're down to the last 5 minutes. So as we wrap up the conversation, could you tell our listeners where they can find more information, and those that are looking to participate in your campaign, how do they reach out to you guys and how do they partake?
Okay. We have a PYD page. They can always come to our page, which is Platform for Youth Development. They'll find us there on Facebook. We are also on Twitter. They can find us on Twitter as well. PYD is there as well on Twitter. Then they can always, you know, follow our threads and follow our conversations that we are having. We also have offices in Chipinge, in Checheche. For those who are based in Chipinge, we have them by Chipinge Cross Point. They can always come there and we will, you know, we'll talk, and they can always attend our women's hearings. We have campaigns as well. We have galas, sports galas, drummers, everything. They can always find us there.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru muzvare mulambo nekuva nesu nhasi pachirongwa chedu chechidiki. Thank you so much, and thank you for the work that you're doing in the communities.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, Zulukandaba, that was Salim Lambo, yena ngomunye wabasakhulayo, who has a campaign running that is alongside the lines of what the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence is doing. Now, as we wrap up, earlier on, ngilitshelile Zulukandaba ukuthi throughout the whole program, we're going to be giving you the voices of women across the African continent who are all speaking about their experiences, who are all speaking about what this campaign means to them. Throughout this time, kulabantu abadabuka kwele South Africa, abaphila kwele South Africa, varikugara ku South Africa, vabopinda umchirongwa, ndikavabvunza zvikuru kuti chii chiri kuitika ku South Africa, nekuti ku South Africa there's been so many cases where vanhukadzi vari kuurawa, vanhukadzi vari kurohwa, vanhukadzi vari kupondwa. Mambopindawo nemiwo muchirongwa mukataura mukati kuZimbabwe zviri kuitika zvekare. Just last week takaona mapurisa zvechokwadi video evidence iripo, vachirova vanhu pane vanhukadzi vakatorohwawo, umwe akatotyoka gumbo. Now let's head over to South Africa to see ukuti bona abantu besifazana, what exactly do they have to say about the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence? Let's take a look.
Thank you. We are not safe in the streets. We are not safe in the taxis. We are tired of men violating us, men talking to us as if we are their sexual objects. For me, it means it's now time for change. It's now time for a new South Africa, a South Africa where women are safe and free to go around and do what they want without feeling, without fear, without anything.
Gwele South Africa bayasho ukuthi hayi sisesikhathele hansi taneta taneta, we're not objects to be treated that way. Mthokazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanasi. Asi muri eZimbabwe, I just want to let you know kuti isu se Studio 7 sezvo December yakusvika page go aiwa nesiwo we feeling a little festive. Saka if you pay attention to our Facebook pages, if you pay attention to our websites, you're going to be hearing more about our giveaways as the time approaches. Pay attention to our Facebook pages, websites and more. Takazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndinotenda munhu wese apinda muchirongwa nhasi, munhu wese anyora macomments anokoneka ine mufaro. Ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Bye bye.